Chapter 6, Following the Trail.
I took Miss Morstan home in the cab. The adventures of this strange night had become too much for her, and she began to cry. She has told me since that she thought I was cold and distant on this night, but I did not want to take advantage of her. She was tired and weak, and she was also rich. How could I tell her I loved her at such a time? It did not seem fair, although it was very difficult not to comfort her as I wanted to. I left her with Mrs. Forrester and continued on my journey. The cab arrived at Pinchin Lane. I knocked at the door. A voice shouted from a window above.
"Go away or I'll let out the dogs."
"It's a dog that I want," I began, but I was interrupted again.
"Go on. If you don't go away, I'll..."
"Mr. Sherlock Holmes," I interrupted, and the words had their usual magical effect. In a minute, the door opened, and Mr. Sherman invited me in.
"Now, what was it that Mr. Sherlock Holmes wanted, sir?"
"He wants a dog of yours. Toby," I replied. Toby appeared. He was an ugly dog, brown and white with long hair. He followed me into the cab and we left. We arrived back at Pondicherry House at about 3 in the morning.
"Ah, there's Toby. Good dog,"
said Holmes.
"Athelney Jones has arrested Thaddeus, the servant, and the housekeeper. So we have the house to ourselves at the moment. Leave Toby there for a minute. I'm going to climb out of that trapdoor and go onto the roof. You go outside and look out for me."
By the time I got out into the area around the house, Holmes was out on the roof.
"Is that you, Watson?"
he shouted.
Yes.
"This is the place where he got down. Is there a ladder?"
"No."
"Oh, well, I must be able to climb down this water pipe. Here I come."
He landed on the ground.
"There,"
he said.
It was easy to see where number one had been. There were loose parts on the roof where he walked, and he dropped this.
He held out a small purse. Inside were another 6 or 7 of the poison darts.
"So, are you ready for a long walk, Watson?"
"Oh, yes," I replied.
"Here you are, doggy. Good boy, Toby. Smell it, Toby. Smell it."
Holmes held out a cloth that he had put in the tar and let Toby sniff it. Holmes then threw the cloth away and led Toby to the water barrel. Toby immediately became very excited and rushed off with his nose to the ground and his tail in the air. It was difficult to keep up with him. It was beginning to get light. Toby led us across the grounds to a place in the wall. It was easy to climb. Holmes went first, and then I passed Toby to him, and he dropped the dog over the other side.
"It's lucky for us that it hasn't rained. Toby will be able to follow the tar smell easily,"
said Holmes. It seemed to be true. Toby did not hesitate. He just kept his nose to the ground. As we followed him, I asked Holmes how he was so sure about the wooden-legged man.
"My dear Watson, it's so simple. 2 soldiers are in charge of a prison. They find out about some secret treasure. An Englishman named Jonathan Small draws a map for them. You remember that name was on Captain Morstan's map. Jonathan Small signed it for himself and his friends. The Sign of the 4. With the help of this map, the 2 officers, or one of them, Major Shalter, gets the treasure and brings it to England. He didn't do what he was supposed to do for the group of 4. Now, why didn't Jonathan Small and his friends get the treasure themselves? Because they were in prison. They couldn't get to the treasure. So, Major Shalter is quite happy with his treasure for some years in England. Then he receives a letter from India which frightens him. What do you think the letter says? It says that the men of the Sign of the 4 have been set free. or that they have escaped. So now Major Chanter looks out for a wooden-legged man, a white man because he mistakes a salesman for him and even fires his gun at him. Now, only one white man's name is on the map. The other names are Hindu or Muslim. There is no other white man. So that means that the wooden-legged man is Jonathan Small. Does that make sense?
I agreed that it did.
So, let's pretend we are Jonathan Small. He comes to England with two things on his mind. One, to get his treasure, and two, having his revenge on Major Chanter. He finds out where Chanter lives, but he doesn't know where the treasure is hidden. Only the Major knows. Small hears that the Major is very ill. He must find out where the treasure is before he dies, so he goes to the window of Major Chanter's room. But he doesn't go in, because the two sons are there. He comes back later and searches the room, hoping to find something which will tell him where the treasure is. He finds nothing, but decides to leave the note with the sign of the four on it. To him, it's like an act of justice for him and his friends. Now what did Jonathan Small do? He waited until the treasure was discovered, but he needs help because he can't get to the room with his wooden leg.
Number one, I said. He murdered Bartholomew Sholto.
Yes, and I don't think Jonathan Small was pleased about that. He just wanted to frighten him. There was no need to kill him. But his friend's savage instincts led him to kill Bartholomew Sholto. So Jonathan Small takes the treasure and leaves.
I understood so far. And number one?
Well, that will become clear soon,
said Holmes.
Now, where are we?
We had followed Toby to Knight's place. Here, Toby stopped and began running backwards and forwards and around in circles. He looked up at us continuously.
What's the matter with this dog?
Asked Holmes. Suddenly, Toby seemed to find the scent again, and we followed him down another small street. Toby ran down it between two piles of wood and stopped by a big container which stood on a cart. The cart was covered in a dark liquid, and the air was full of the smell of tar. Holmes and I looked at each other. Then we both started to laugh.